The Osgood Files, sponsored by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As the saying goes, necessity is the mother of just about everything, as it turns out, and that is certainly the case with Jack and Jacinda Wilder, who are on the bestseller list today because they had no choice.
You guys were in trouble.
I would say beyond trouble.
More after this from Charlie. Last summer, Jack and Jacinda Wilder were about to hit bottom. As they told CBS's Anthony Mason, their home in a suburb of Detroit, where they live with their five kids, was about to be foreclosed.
What were you thinking at that point?
What are we going to do? Because you can't really show up with a family of seven. Like, can we sleep on your couch? You know.
So they set up shop in their basement and decided to start writing. As Herman Melville said, to produce a mighty book, you must choose a mighty theme. And so Jack and Jacinda, those are their pen names, started with a novel called The Preacher's Son Unbound, an erotic romance. And then Rock Stars Do It Dirty. And then Big Girls Do It on Christmas.
What, like 6 months we put out 20 titles or something? We just
20 titles?
Yeah. I think we showered three times.
They self-published them as e-books, and pretty soon, all those things big girls were doing were paying their $1,200 a month mortgage. And then they wrote a romance called Falling Into You, and it hit number one on Amazon.
I was crying, like hysterically. Amazon, look at Amazon!
And now, in less than a year, they've sold a million e-books.
And we know what a miracle this is.
Henry Miller once said, writing is its own reward. But I think most writers prefer what Samuel Johnson said. Sir, nobody but a blockhead ever wrote except for money. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.